This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. On the second day of his Gujarat visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the grand Shaurya Yatra at Prabhas Patan, organized as part of the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The Yatra was a ceremonial procession of 108 horses organized to honor the countless warriors who defended the Somnath temple over centuries. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi also joined the PM during the Yatra. Thousands of devotees from across the country took part in the procession. The Prime Minister paid tributes to the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath temple. The Prime Minister is currently addressing the gathering. We now take you live to the Prime Minister's address.
Is mitti ka kan kan shaurya parakram aur veerta ka sakshi hai. Somnath ke is swaroop ke liye कितने ही शिव भक्तों ने संस्कृति के उपासकों ने संस्कृति के ध्वज धारकों ने अपने प्राणों की आहुति दी है. आज सोमनाथ स्वाभिमान पर्व पर सबसे पहले मैं हर उस वीर वीरांगना को नमन करता हूं जिसने सोमनाथ की रक्षा को, मंदिर के पुनर्निर्माण को अपना जीवन ध्येय बनाया.
मूविंग ऑन, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar concluded his visit to France and Luxembourg, reflecting India's growing engagement with Europe. Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement that during his visit, Dr. Jaishankar called on French President Emmanuel Macron and held bilateral discussions with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. Another Hindu youth has died in Bangladesh, intensifying concerns over violence against religious minorities. 19-year-old Joy Mohapatra died on Friday at a hospital in Sylhet after allegedly ingesting poison following a dispute over unpaid mobile phone installments in Derai Upzilla of Sunamganj. Joy's family alleged that he was beaten, humiliated and provoked by shopkeeper Amirul Islam of Burhanpur village over a delayed 500 taka installment for a mobile phone bought on credit. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya participated in the 56th edition of Fit India Sundays on cycle in New Delhi this morning. Viksit Bharat young leaders from across the nation also took part in this edition. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Mandviya said that cycling teaches balancing and balance is essential in leadership. He added that by cycling, the youth of the nation can learn when to be patient, when to slow down and when to speed up. Myanmar resumed voting for second round of its first general elections in 5 years. The polling stations are organized in 100 townships across the country for second round voting. Many of those areas have been clashes in recent months or remain under heightened security, underscoring the risks surrounding the vote. In Women's Premier League cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Giants in the fourth match of the tournament at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Gujarat Giants will look to make a winning streak after a 10-run victory over UP Warriors in yesterday's clash at the same venue. On the other hand, Delhi Capitals will eye to bounce back as they faced a major defeat against defending champions Mumbai Indians by 50 runs last night. And in men's cricket, India is all set to start their 2026 season today as they face New Zealand in the first match of the three-match ODI series at Vadodara in Gujarat. The match will start at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.